Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
A champion at miniature golf in the United States once opined as follows: to be good at mini golf is hard. To be great at it is stupid. Only a Game's Karen Given recently traveled to Hastings on the southern coast of England to determine whether this is also true of the sport in the UK, where it is called crazy golf.
Hastings is a seaside town on the southern coast of England, home to the first Norman castle built by William the Conqueror after the invasion of 1066. On summer weekends, crowds comb the beach and enjoy the amusement park rides and arcade. But one weekend a year, all eyes are on the golf course.
If we can have all the players down here, please, in front of the windmill, we're going to have to squish you up a bit.
Nearly 80 golfers have arrived for the fifth annual World Crazy Golf Championships at the Hastings Adventure Golf Complex. At stake is £3,000 in prize money and considerable bragging rights. All the big names are here, including a 13-year-old mini golf phenom from the Czech Republic and several members of the British national mini golf team. Yes, there's a British national team, a tour of money-rich tournaments, and at least two international governing bodies for mini golf, facts which tournament director David Hartley thinks should be well known to any sports reporter from the United States.
Well, shame on you, because one of the major events in the sporting calendar is the U.S. Masters.
There is a U.S. Masters.
Yes, there's a miniature golf equivalent of the Augusta Masters, yes.
Is it in Augusta?
No, I'm not quite sure where it is, to be honest with you. I'd have to go and do some homework on that.
For the record, the U.S. Masters is always held in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, during the fourth week of September. And the most recent winner was Brad Lebo from Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. But that's another story.
So we're going to start with players who are playing on the mini golf. The mini golf, that's the one with the flags behind me.
Hartley sends groups of players to the two courses used in this weekend's tournament. The mini golf course, as the name suggests, is very similar to a full-sized golf course, but in miniature. The crazy golf course is just a little crazier, with a windmill, inconveniently placed lighthouse, and various metal chutes and ramps. Each course has 18 holes, giving players 108 tries at an ace or a hole-in-one before the final round.
The scores are cumulative. So nobody is suddenly out. They can have a bad round and still survive. They can have a really good round and they're not necessarily in the lead. So after six rounds, then we look at the scores and the best 18 players go through to the final on Sunday afternoon.
Today's weather is cold and windy, but mostly dry. Tomorrow's finals are another story. The forecast calls for cold, stinging rain and heavy winds. Hartley isn't concerned.
Never rains in Hastings. This is paradise here, and it never rains. But should it, it doesn't matter. We continue. There's only two things that will stop us playing here. Either there's so much snow on the ground you can't see where the course is, or thunder and lightning. That aside, it can blow what it likes, it can rain as much as it likes, we carry on. We're British.
With a loud horn, the first round of the day is set into motion. As a dozen reporters and photographers look on, dimpled white balls are coaxed around hazards, over ramps, and through a large metal chute. Most of the competitors use standard mini golf putters with padded heads. A few have custom equipment embellished with flames or other decorations, but Phil Botto's putter is one of a kind. Botto's putter began its life as a camera tripod. Last year, Botto played with a stick he found on the ground and did okay, but the tripod isn't working quite so well.
But it bends because it's aluminium, so it's a bit of a nightmare, really. It doesn't help.
Oh, you can adjust it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It goes whichever size I want. It doesn't help, but it makes me think it helps. You know, it's all in the mind.
Botto's happy to have fun and embrace the crazy in crazy golf. But on the other side of the course, there's one competitor who doesn't even sound happy when he gets a hole-in-one.
Come on.
A quick glance at this gentleman's scorecard shows that he's well in contention for the top prize. So why is he so glum?
I'm Tim Iceman Davis, four-time World Crazy Golf Champion, and expecting a lot more than this, which is... tenth or worse at the moment. You know, I played three aces and got three threes, whereas I should be playing all twos and the rest should be aces. So
I'll come back.
Oh! Oh,
as he watches another putt just miss the hole, Davis groans and mutters, "Oh, what a cruel world this is." Part of the drama is for show, of course. As the four-time world champion and Britain's number one player, Davis is the closest thing crazy golf has to a celebrity. But most people are unaware of his accomplishments.
Well, I don't go out and tell them, generally. I wait for them to find out. And their response is, "Oh, didn't know there was one." Or, you know, some people have said, "That's really sad." And you think, "Well, why don't you do something with your life?" And what it's led to, in fact, is me becoming an author. And so I've written a book with my friend Big Top Ted. We've made a Crazy Golf instructional DVD, which is fun. You know, so it's all come from this wonderful game.
Keith Kellard is another mini golfer in Britain's top 10. He's wearing the crisp blue and white jacket of the British national team, but he says making it as a mini golfer can be a struggle.
In order to break even, you have to finish in, you know, the top 4 or 5 or so to actually take a couple of £100 to actually pay for the petrol, pay for the accommodation, pay for everything. Yeah, it can, you know, the money can rack up, and yeah, if you don't win a few tournaments or don't get in on the podium, then your bank balance can be hit.
Like all of today's contenders, Kellard has spent countless hours and course fees diagramming every hole from every angle. In his thick, dog-eared notebook, a small G indicates he should play the hole straight, big L means aim for the far left lip, and 3 R's suggests he should hit from 3 inches to the right. Over the past week, Kellard has plotted notes for every hole on the course, but by next week, they'll all be useless.
Children come along and club on the course, big dent in there on your line, and it makes a big difference. Sometimes they recarpet them, and sometimes they just completely change the hole. So, yeah, every year you're coming back and you're checking your notes and you're remaking notes. And if you're using a notebook from 3-4 years ago, you have crossings out and changes.
Paul Rye isn't carrying a notebook. There's no place to put one on the utility belt of his deluxe Batman costume, complete with mask, cape, and molded foam muscles. Batman and Robin, the appropriately dressed Gordon Ingles, have been getting a lot of attention from the media today. But is their golf similarly eye-catching?
Yeah, we're number one. We're number one, mate. Me and my friend Robin. Yeah.
I think Batman's pulling your leg a bit. I'm certainly not very good. I'm not particularly good at crazy golf.
64th and 70th at the moment, aren't we? That's where we're lying.
I'm quite low in the field at the moment. But it was more for fun for us than for serious competition.
I'm not a big fan of it, to be honest. I think it devalues this sport.
Carlos Martinez and his friend Paul Whitehouse are dressed in knickers, argyle socks, and tweed golf caps, and they're not amused by a couple of high-quality Halloween costumes.
They rock up together, dressed as Batman and Robin, but then they get split up, so you might turn up as Batman and Robin, but after a couple of minutes, you're basically just a bloke in a Batman suit playing golf. So,
if you're going to be a superhero who works on his own, like the Hulk.
Superman,
yeah.
Spider-Man, that sort of thing.
Martinez and Whitehouse finished the 2007 event in 35th and 33rd places, respectively, well ahead of Batman and Robin. Tim, the ace man Davis, saw his string of bad luck continue. He finished out of the mix in 11th place. Davis will attempt to reclaim his former title today in Hastings. British national team member Chris Harding will try for 2 in a row. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
Karen Given's story about crazy golf will be featured in this week's program. We'll also be discussing crazy baseball, as in the sort of baseball that features the Philadelphia Phillies playing the Tampa Bay Rays in the World Series. We'll have a story about the state of dog racing, including some discussion of what may happen in a state where citizens will soon be voting on whether to ban dog racing. Grant Wall will join me with some predictions about Major League Soccer's postseason, which begins next week, and I'll be speaking with Chuck Culpepper, who became so disillusioned with the games he was covering in the U.S. that he moved to London and took up writing about soccer. The result was his book, Bloody Confused. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.